And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 7:24 a.m. We ran a little long on that segment, but Michael Pack, what a great guy.
A fantastic person.
You've known him for some time. Great documentary filmmaker.
Indeed.
Well, you know, another story that we've talked about here having to do with the 2024 election and who's, you know, the jockeying back and forth. The star of Ron DeSantis is rising, and the brand of President Trump is, I don't think it's necessarily declining, but I don't think it's rising. What are your thoughts on the DeSantis boomlet?
I think both what things you said are true, but I think people should keep in mind one thing in favor of Trump is that he really did what he said he was going to do. I mean, whatever his behavior and personal style is, you know, it's the facts on the ground are pretty impressive. And the other part of it is that people who, you know, like the Daily Wire, who suddenly are on the DeSantis bandwagon, hated Trump from the beginning. I mean, Ben Shapiro was against Trump and said very early on he would never change the Supreme Court and it would never overthrow Roe v. Wade. He was obviously 100% wrong and hasn't admitted it. So, you know, remember, these people have their own axes to grind. It's now, this is not to say anything wrong with DeSantis. Listen, every time I went to Florida during the pandemic, I spent, I've been free.
Yeah, it was much better in Florida.
No kidding. It was, I mean, and I was all over the country for epic times. Mm-hmm. I was in California and New York, have it helped me. But Florida, I felt I was back in the USA.
The USSA.
Right. So, all praise to DeSantis. He's so great that, in a way, I'm a little afraid if he becomes president, what would happen to Florida, because someone might come in and walk it backwards.
I care more about the country than Florida.
Well, I agree with you there. But you know, something we have to keep in our heads, and DeSantis has many years to be president.
Well, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
What the hell is he? 45, 46?
Something like that.
Pretty young.
You know, my favorite fact about DeSantis is that he hit 345 on the Yale baseball team. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah.
The guy, you know.
Yeah, he was captain of the baseball team.
Yeah. He was obviously almost a professional level player if he had wanted to be.
Well, we're glad he went into politics and is a strong Republican. He seems to be a very well-prepared and thoughtful guy as well. I think he does a lot of research on all these questions.
And comes up with very interesting approaches to things. And I understand his wife, who I've never met, is a terrific person and an excellent journalist.
And she's recovering in remission from
done well
from cancer.
In her recovery. Yeah.
We certainly wish her well on that. And but is a Trump v. DeSantis matchup in the Republican primary, is that what we're likely to see?
I don't know, because I think that time will tell a little bit later, because, a food fight between Trump and DeSantis is going to be ugly and not really useful.
That wouldn't be useful. And I think Trump would likely engage in a food fight. And DeSantis would have to fight back.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. It wouldn't be useful.
Because on their policies, there's not a very big difference.
But not much difference at all. There's a huge difference stylistically.
Yeah.
But not on their policies. They're very, very similar.
I mean, if any of them get elected versus what we have now, it's like having, you know, George Washington versus Caligula. So let's go.
That's very good. That's very good, Roger.
Well, I heard the music coming in.
All right, if all goes well, Congressman Chuck Fleischmann will join us after the break. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.